As we recognise and celebrate National Sports Sunday 2020, we have to acknowledge that we are in very different times. In fact, at the time of preparing this outline, which was prepared by Sports Chaplaincy UK, no sport is taking place anywhere in the UK. Aside from running for exercise, the sports fields, tracks, courts, gyms, pools, golf courses are all closed. Some sporting bodies are considering how to reintroduce training and ultimately return to competition. International sporting events have been cancelled or postponed. The outcomes of leagues have been decided by committees. Events have been suspended. Players have been furloughed, among many other staff. People are rightly concerned about their jobs and their future across all sport. From elite sport to school sports, the hopes and aspirations of so many have been effectively put on hold, and this is having a profound impact on so many. Watching sport, taking part locally, competing regionally, nationally and internationally, has a massive impact on the national sense of well-being and influences the life of millions. From your club shirt with your favourite player's name written on the back, to the hundreds and thousands of parents and grandparents, coaches and volunteers helping young people. God loves this community. God loves people. God loves sport. Transition times are a feature of everyday life. Starting school, finding a job, getting married, managing retirement. Sometimes they are smoothly executed. Sometimes they can be anxious times, waiting for a medical test result or waiting for exam results, for example, can be really stressful. Change and transition is all around us, and how we adapt to the challenge of change and transition can determine what happens going forward. In our reading today from Joshua chapter 1, the nation of Israel was waiting in a transition moment. From the passage, we can identify a number of things that were no longer going to be the same and that would no longer serve them as they prepared to move into a new future. Here are some of those things. Firstly, the person who had led them to the brink of achieving their goal was no longer around. Moses had passed away. And effectively, there was now a new team manager, if you want to put it in sports parlance. Joshua was now their leader. The second thing was that the experienced people that they had leaned on when they first started the journey were not there to help or advise them into this new future. In sports terms, this was a new team, a new squad that was going into the promised land. These people had heard an idea of what the new future might look like. But there had been conflicting reports, hadn't there? Some poor, some good, as they were going to move into the promised land as to what the promised land would be like. Perhaps they were confused as to what it was going to look like, because this was very much a time of transition and stepping out into the unknown. They now faced a different kind of struggle to the one they had experienced for the last 40 years. They would have to fight for this next phase and for this new future. They had to face up to the reality that despite the circumstances, the unknown, the challenge, that this was their watch, their turn, their challenge. To use a sporting analogy, it was going to be their shift, and they would have to put in a good one. Sometimes in our own lives, we feel like we are stuck in a kind of limbo or an in-between stage, not knowing if we should go back to what we knew or whether to go forward and to meet the challenge of what lies ahead. We can use transition times to keep looking back to the old days, keep replaying past mistakes, or we can think about the challenges and opportunities that are awaiting for us on the other side of transition. Our passage from Joshua chapter 1 reveals three core themes that can help us get through transition and into a new and challenging future. Firstly, there is a message that inspires hope. Secondly, there is a challenge that drives action. And thirdly, there is a promise that brings reassurance. Firstly, the message that inspires hope is a message of affirmation from God to Joshua. Be strong and be courageous. You can do this, Joshua, God reminds Joshua several times. Be strong and courageous. And later in verse 9 of chapter 1, God says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It's a message that inspires hope that God would be with Joshua. The second thing is the challenge that drives action. And this is where God tells Joshua in verse 3, I will give you every place where you set your foot. It's so easy to make and break promises in all kinds of situations. But God's promise can always be relied on. God was with Joshua, as he was with Moses, and history demonstrates how effective Joshua was in the new future, the new reality, after the time of transition had passed. The third thing is the promise that brings reassurance in verse 5, when God says these incredible words to Joshua, I will never leave you or forsake you. These words, I will never leave you or forsake you, are so powerful. In these times, when everything seems to be on hold or has simply stopped or disappeared, what has got us to this point may not be what is needed to get us into that new future. That was self-evident to the nation of Israel. Our communities and the sports community face a similar challenge. As a church, we have a message of hope. We have a challenge for the future, and we have the inspirational promise from God that can provide reassurance. I will never leave you or forsake you. You're not forgotten. You're not abandoned. Why does God say this? Because he loves people. He loves community. He loves the community that is called sport. If God didn't love, he would never have sent the Lord Jesus. Now, how can we take this message of hope into our community in a practical way in West Kilbride and in Ardrossan and Saltcoats and beyond? Well, it's quite clear, isn't it, that we are in a time of transition. We don't know what the future might hold. We don't know what it will look like. But as people called by God, we have a message of hope. We have promises that give us reassurance. And we have the challenge of moving into action to share God's love in our community. We live in a community of nearly 6,000 people here in West Kilbride, men, women and children. So many people that we meet in different ways, including doing sports, at the golf club, at the bowling club, at the curling club, at the tennis club, watching football, watching rugby. Sport is often the place where we build relationships, and this gives us the opportunity to share the relationship that we have with Jesus. As I said earlier, 25 to 30 million people are involved in the community of sport, just about half of the population in the UK. So speak to those in your sports club and see it as a missional opportunity. Speak to those in the gym, in the golf club, at the bowling. You see, people appreciate connection, don't they? The one thing this season has shown us is that people want a sense of community. Zoom calls are not enough, are they? It doesn't matter if you're talking to a professional sports person or a young person in a school or local team who has aspirations. We all want that sense of community, that sense of belonging. So the first thing is to speak. The second thing, of course, is to pray. To pray for those we come into contact with in our own sporting community, and to pray for our local clubs and those in chaplaincy roles. There's been a real boom in chaplains in sport in the UK and in Scotland in particular. Pray for all opportunities that this brings. You see, how must Joshua have felt on the verge of the Promised Land? So much change, so much in the way of transition. That's what we're experiencing in many ways. That's what the world of sport is experiencing at this time. And yet Joshua was told by God, "Be strong and courageous. I will be with you." God is with us. We can trust in his promises. And may we go forth into our communities, into the community that is sport. May we be willing to speak and to pray. And may God be glorified. You see, we know that physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things. We love sport, but we love God more. And the two things don't need to be mutually exclusive. Shall we just join together in prayer? Let's pray together. Loving Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to concentrate on your word this day. We recognize that as Joshua and the Israelites stood on the verge of the Promised Land, that this was a time of transition, that Moses had now died, that Joshua was now the leader, that many had died in the desert, and this was a new team effectively. Perhaps they were scared as they wondered what they would face in the Promised Land. And yet we thank you, Lord God, that you told Joshua to be strong and courageous, that you reminded him that you would always be with him and that you would never forsake him. And loving Lord God, during this time of transition, this time of uncertainty, perhaps we just need to know those promises in our own lives, that you are the God who is there, that you are the God who watches over us and who cares for us. And no matter what's happening in our lives, whether we're in a time of stability or a time of transition, that you are the one who holds us firm and secure in your love. Loving Lord God, we do pray for the sports community this day. We thank you for all the sports that we are involved in, the sports that we enjoy watching. And loving Lord God, we recognize that as this is a hard time for everyone, that this is also a hard time for the sports community. We do pray for our local clubs. We pray for all those who are involved in sport, who are fearful because of their jobs. We pray for sports chaplains all around Scotland and the UK. And we ask that you would help them and support them. We thank you for the work of the organisation Sports Chaplaincy UK. We pray for your blessing upon the CEO, Warren, and upon the National Director, Mark Fleming, here in Scotland. May they know your presence and your peace. So, loving Lord God, we ask that you would speak to us through your word this day, we pray. For we pray these things in the strong name of Jesus, our Saviour and our Lord. Amen.